you have though, you don't have one of those, but you have, you did say you had a movable one though.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my daughter bought it, but it, you know, it hadn't got a mirror, it's got two doors and you can just hang clothes all the way.
Yes, I know. Right.
But the car my mama had, one side of it was drawn. When the side of the mirror was on and you hang clothes on the other side.
That's right. I remember. I surely do.
Yeah.
And I've heard of armoire, I think, another name for them too.
Yeah.
All right. At the windows, Lucille, what do you have at the windows, that is to cover the windows to keep the light out in your house?
Well, curtains. We have some curtains and there's some draperies hanging over them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we used to just have shades, pull-down shades, you know, that went up and down and just a plain curtain.
Right. All right. Okay. Do you have any space above your house for storage?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. It's just, well, they used to call it a loft. We got up in the loft, just up in the...
That's what you would call it if you had it.
Yes, ma'am.
You call it the loft, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
And in your kitchen, then, and you did say it was a kitchen. Have you ever called that by any other name? Do you remember if your mother ever called that, or over Miss did they ever call it any other name than kitchen?
No, ma'am.
Where they cook?
No, ma'am. She's Miss called it kitchen too.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. What about any little space, have you seen any little rooms off a kitchen or off the eating space where you store canned foods and extra dishes?
That's right.
What do you know anything about that? What would that be called?
They call it a food closet because now people call them utility, but we call them food closet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
As we used to have a closet. When we were first farming, we had wheat. You know, we didn't buy flour to mill because my granddaddy would take it, comb to the mill. We had to shuck comb for days. And he'd go to the mill on the wagon. And all us youngs get on that wagon and go to the mill. We went on here at this place called Monday's Mill.
I've been there.
You have?
I sure have.
Over there at Monday's Mill, that's where we grind all the cornbread we eat. And we'd go to Griffin and grind the wheat for flour.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, where did you store this wheat? In
they
the
kept
house?
It. They kept it in a place called a crib. You know, they call them barns, but we call it the crib.
Well, is the crib the same as a crib? Is
the same as
barn?
A barn? Yes, ma'am. It's just different. You call it name. That's
uh-huh,
all.
Uh-huh.
They would, you know, the combine would come around and thrash it, and they had sacks back there, you know, to catch. Somebody had to ride the combine, just like to roll the tractor, you know. And when the sack get full, they drop it off, and then they haul it. Well, we worked on hay then, sharecropping. That's what we were doing then.
Yes.
And we got out of half, and the man got his hay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, did you store any of? What did you store in the little food closet at home? Did you after you brought the wheat back after it was ground?
We had bales. Then when we were children, I was telling the children the other day, I said, I need two bales. They said, what you gonna do with a bale, mommy? I said, well, when I was a child, that flour bale never got emptied and the meal bale wasn't empty. And they said, y'all buy that much? We said, no, we didn't even buy it. So they took it to the mill and grind it and they bring it back and they take that sack and dump it in them bags.
Uh-huh.
And then they put a top on it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. And then when we kill hogs, back in the other end of this closet, that's where the meat box was.
Oh, yes. Now
and that's where
that.
The lard and meat was. See, when we would kill a hog, my granddaddy would take a bed down. Somebody would have to pile up and sleep that night. And he'd make a place and spread that.